second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Christian Fulton set to join us, Titans' second-round pick in just a minute. Buzz Peterson, more toward in about 20 minutes. I was to say the bottom of the hour, more like 20 minutes from now. He was a teammate of Michael Jordan, and, of course, The Last Dance has been a hot commodity through six episodes. Do what?
I think they were college roommates, right?
At North Carolina?
Yeah.
I think that sounds right. Yeah, well, we'll find all the particulars out from Buzz and what he has thought about The Last Dance. But right now, let's talk about the man who is, I believe, planning on wearing number 26 for the Titans next season. He is their second-round pick from LSU, the cornerback Christian Fulton, and he is on the line with us. Christian, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Now that the dust has settled and the reality is set in, you're a professional athlete and you're now going to be in the NFL and playing for the Titans. How does that feel?
It feels great. It's hitting me a little bit, you know, just getting accumulated with everything. Probably won't really hit me, you know, until I take the flight, you know, just to get out there for good.
Yeah. So what do you think for you, Christian, right now, is the thing that you know, everybody has to work at and hone their craft at the highest level. What do you think is the one thing? Maybe you've already had a conversation with somebody, but what do you think is the one thing you probably need to work on the most at the NFL level?
I'd say really, you know, hearing from guys that I talk to in the NFL, really the technique, that's going to be something, you know, that's big on making that next step to the NFL. So that's going to be one of my main focuses. Also, you know, just being in the film, that's another main focus that's going to be in mind. You know, everybody's really talented, you know, going to the next level. So, you know, just having that little thing, you know, that separates me, which would be mentally.
Were you obviously this was not your typical draft. It was a virtual draft. So was that cool for you, or would you have rather have done – something in person where you can be there and all dressed up? What was the experience like?
It was definitely cool, you know. I mean, I feel like, you know, every person who's trying to go to the draft, you know, would like to, you know, attend the draft and do all the activities that they have set for it. But it was also cool, you know, just to be around, you know, family and enjoy that, you know, surreal moment, you know, once-in-a-lifetime moment. So I had fun with that also. So it was cool, you know, doing a virtual draft, obviously.
How are you going to handle a loss, Christian? It's going to feel like a long time since you've dealt with a loss playing. At some point, you are going to lose. Nobody really goes undefeated in the NFL. You had a pretty special final year at LSU. What was that whole experience like?
It was fun, you know. Like you said, as you're going through the season, you know, you kind of focus on one game at a time. So that's how we do it, you know, at LSU. And I'm going to do the same, you know, in Tennessee, you know, just take it one game at a time and do all I can, you know, to get a win, you know, because that's what I want to do. So that's how I plan on going by it, you know, just going to take it one game at a time.
Talking to Christian Fulton, defensive back now for the Tennessee Titans. And Christian, I'd love to hear you talk more about your background, because you came up through the ranks in Louisiana, very high-profile area, great players, and right in your backyard, of course, is LSU, who you end up playing for. And you had the attention of people at a pretty early age. What was it like growing up, knowing that, you know, you got this huge program right in your backyard, and you're striving to play at the highest level?
It was really cool, you know. A lot of guys from New Orleans go to LSU, and It's crazy because when I was growing up, I wasn't really an LSU fan. Sad to say, I liked Alabama. You know, I was watching Alabama growing up. But once I got into the, you know, the recruiting process, and I actually got a chance, you know, to visit LSU, you know, get to know the people around LSU, I fell in love with it. So that's how that came about, you know, going to LSU. And like I said, I knew guys already there at LSU, and I heard nothing but great things. And, you know, they produce, you know, the best defensive back, you know, going to the NFL. So I knew where I wanted, you know, to take my game and wanted to learn the game even more. So that's what led me, you know, to go to LSU.
So you said you didn't. You're growing up in Louisiana, but you didn't really root for LSU. Who were you rooting for instead? And I would imagine there are some people around you that probably gave you a hard time about that.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing too serious, you know. It was just like you know, friends in high school and like middle school. You know, we would joke about it. Like I said, I grew up you know, kind of like in Alabama. You know, just off the fact you know that they won a lot. You know, in those years, so like around, I guess, 2009, you know, kind of 2012, stuff like that, I kind of, you know, liked Alabama throughout those years. I kind of watched them a lot. So.
What was a high school atmosphere like at a big high school game from where you're from? We all love high school football around here. We've got an idea of what it's like in Tennessee. There's different places. We know Texas high school football is great. What's Louisiana like? You played on some great high school football teams.
Yeah, definitely. It was crazy. You know, just depending on who you're playing, it got real crazy. Like in my high school, Leonard Fournette, he was in the same what would you call it? I guess division. As us, he went to St. Augustine, I went to Rummel, so we played them every year. And those games were literally packed out, like the whole stand. They had people outside the stadium trying to watch us play. And they had also other teams, you know, where games were like that. So it was definitely, you know, something to look forward to every Friday night or Saturday night. It was crazy. So I'm definitely, you know, going to try to, you know, get out in Tennessee, you know, watch some Friday night football for sure.
We love – everybody is so entertained by Coach O from afar. And I'm wondering what it's like to play for him. As you mentioned, they won you over when you went to that campus. It was not a given that you were going to play for LSU, even though you grew up there that area. So, how does his personal touch work to get so many great players to go to that program?
I feel like he's a player's coach. You know, he looks out for his players for sure. Also, the coaches. You know, as long as you know he gives us his all when he has it. We give him our all, you know, as he has us, you know, he'll, you know, throw us a bone or something like that, you know. So it was definitely, you know, fun. You know, it's not hard to get fired up to play for him. You know, he's the ultimate motivator. He wants to win every game, every rep. You know, he pushes us hard. And shows that he gives us return. He gives us a favor in return. So, I mean, I feel like you can't ask for a better coach, you know, to play for.
Talking to Christian Fulton and Christian, it's a well-told story, and it reminded us a little bit, very different circumstances, but Jeffrey Simmons had made a mistake when he was a young man, had to grow from it, grew out of it. The Titans felt very confident in picking him. You made a mistake. You had to pay a price for it, sit on the sideline for a while, but you were very thankful to get a second chance, and you made the most of it. Where do you think you've grown from learning from that mistake?
Just accountability, you know, in myself. You know, I kind of thought I knew what it was at the time, you know, I believe I was maybe 16, 17 at the time. I kind of thought what it was, and I didn't, you know, and it taught me that, you know, just also, you know, knowing that I have, you know, help around me, you know, using my resources around me, you know, not everybody has the best interest. It's taught me, you know, to be a leader, you know, I can use my experiences that I had, you know, and, kind of use them and like put them in a way for guys coming up under me, you know, just to let them know about my experiences and giving them help on those type of things. So that's just how I look at it. You know, also it was more things that I learned from the situation, but those were the things, main things that I took from it. And, you know, I just tried to use my my experiences and try to help the guys that were at LSU with me, those freshmen that came in.
Titans cornerback Christian Fulton is here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And one thing that players always bring up with your head coach, Mike Vrabel, is that he reminds you of a player. I mean, because he played for a long time in the NFL. He has that player's mentality. What have some of the conversations been like between you and Coach Vrabel as you start your NFL career?
Just really, you know, getting up to par, you know, with the defense. First thing, he let me know what the standard was, you know, playing for him. As far as defense, you know, full tilt to the ball. And that's, you know, getting to the ball, you know, make sure everybody's running to the ball and doing their job. He wants to hold everybody accountable. We want to have ball disruption. So those are things that you like to hear from a defensive player, you know, a coach that takes pride in the defense. And is going to do everything, you know, to help the offense, you know, get back on the field and stuff like that. So those were the conversations. Been like, you know, he's confident in me and my abilities, and you know, just wants me, you know, to come in and learn as much as possible before I step in the facilities. So, you know, that's what we've been talking about, you know, really every other day.
You're joining a very talented secondary group, as you know. What are some of the conversations that you've had with some of your new teammates, whether it be Kevin Byard or Dory Jackson, mm-hmm. Malcolm Butler? Have you been able to really talk to those guys?
Yeah, we had a few conversations. I can't really, you know, meet with those guys right now, like in the meetings with the vets. I can't meet with them, so you know, we talk sometimes, you know, throughout the week, this past few weeks. I mean, but you know, the main thing is for me, you know, they just want to make sure, you know, that I learn as much as I can, you know, and we're all on the same page. You know, being a new guy stepping into the room with a very experienced group. I want to make sure, you know, that I'm on my P's and Q's when I walk into the room. You know, I don't want to be a letdown when I step onto the facility. So I'm doing everything that I can, you know, to be at the par with those guys and everything that they have to teach me.
Do you have a specific player at your position that you try and model your game after, or that you watched growing up and trying to develop as a cornerback?
Really, you know, just some of the guys, you know, that played at LSU, you know, I watched them a lot. You know, Tre'Davious White, one of the guys, you know, that I kind of, I guess you can say, I modeled my game after what resembles, you know, just because he was, when I first got to LSU, my freshman, he was a senior, so I kind of, you know, followed his lead, you know, as far as being a technician in my game, you know, the hard work and the competitive spirit that he's had. So I watch him a lot. Tyron Matthew, I feel like, you know, all defensive backs watch him, you know, just to study his game and how smart he is on the field and how he's around the ball all the time. Patrick Peterson, you know, Ramsey. I mean, it's a lot of guys, you know, that I watch.
Last thing, Christian, you guys will have a lot, or, well, you guys, not you anymore, but Coach O will have a lot of work to do. I feel like you guys lost half your roster to the NFL. In
Man,
the draft.
It seems like every other guy that was being picked was from LSU.
I know. It was unbelievable. Well, the SEC has got a lot of players to replace.
Sure,
it was an
historical
draft.
13 from LSU.
It's unbelievable. So what was it like going up against that offense, which was incredible this year? You know, it set all kinds of records for college football. Joe Burrow, you know, he goes to Cincinnati. Lair's now with the Super Bowl champs in Kansas City, and those receivers. Well, mm-hmm. You went up against them every day in practice. What was that like?
It was fun. It was definitely, you know, the ultimate, you know, competing, most competitive practice, you know, I could have been a part of. So it was definitely, you know, tough. And, you know, it made really everything easier on Saturday for us. So I believe that's why we performed how we did, you know, offense and defense. You're talking about going against NFL guys. I think that's going to help me, you know, in my transition, you know, going to the next level. And, you know, it was kind of tough, like I said, you know, with that offense, you know, because you get to a point to where it's like you having defensive meetings, like, are they that good or are we that bad? So you just have to make a lot of adjustments that Coach Aranda had to make, you know, for us. You know, to all get on the same page and stuff like that. But we came along, you know, strong towards the end of the season. And, you know, I think going against them really helped us.
Well, we've seen that in The Last Dance, that 92 Olympic team. I bet, you know, you guys had some pretty memorable practices, right? Maybe talking a little trash, the offense trying to get the best of the defense, you guys trying to get the best of the offense?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I wish they would have did a little bit more mic'd up, you know, for us. It definitely would have been one to watch, you know. But it was definitely, you know, very competitive for us.
Wow, that's awesome. I would have liked to have checked out those mic'd up practices for sure. Christian, thanks for doing this. Congratulations. We look forward to seeing you. Hopefully, you know, we'd love for training camp to be at the end of July, and hopefully we'll be out there doing our radio show. But best of luck moving forward, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. No problem. Appreciate y'all having me.
All right, that is Christian Fulton, Titans second-round pick, the cornerback from LSU, and we do appreciate him joining us. Man, I bet those practices were awesome.
You know? I would love to have witnessed those.
I mean, you think about that offense that LSU had. And, oh, by the way, their defense wasn't too shabby either. The battles they probably had in practice, and I do believe him, because you hear that all the time, right, from some of the great teams, that the practices, because they went up against each other, they were such a good team, and the practices of what you went up against, it made game days easier because
yeah.
practice was way tougher than sometimes some of the opponents you would go up against.
Yeah, but that's like you said, I mean, that – kind of separates the good teams from great teams. So that's where you're going to have to see what Coach O and his staff can do this year of losing so much. Can they rebuild that? They're not going to be able to replicate it right away, but they have to try and rebuild some of that and some of that atmosphere that they had in those practices with guys like Christian that we just talked to. But it's a very good point you just made.
And you hear Teron talking about this a lot. I know Teron studied the LSU-Alabama game extensively, and Christian played a good game. And it's not like they shut him out, right? But just to hold your own against that whole core of wide receivers that Alabama had, knowing that he's going to get thrown at a lot, because on the other side you got Stingley, right, who's this unbelievable cornerback
mm-hmm.
yep. that is going to be a high first-round pick probably when he's eligible. Fulton stood up to the test, right? I think that's going to probably serve him well as he gets to the next level.
No doubt. Speaking of the last dance that we've referenced several times here in the last segment, Buzz Peterson, who was indeed the roommate of Michael Jordan. I believe Michael Jordan was in his wedding. We got a lot to talk about with Buzz Peterson.
This stories. Is going to be great stuff.
On the other side, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.